Thank you. What can you tell me about your song, Sweet Lovin' Woman?
That was actually on, I did a little solo thing a couple of years before Rough Waters came out. So that was on my solo, I wouldn't say record, it's just on SoundCloud, but it was a lot more basic. So we needed a couple more songs, and the boys kind of went through that and said we should revamp this one. So we went for it. It's actually one of our favorite blues songs to play still.
Do you feel most at home when you're writing, recording, or when you're up performing live?
I like all three for sure, but I'd say live is the funnest thing for all of us. We all enjoy a good live show.
You've toured across Western Canada and have also played at some amazing festivals, including recently Lake Town Shakedown. Is there one show you played that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Actually, the Lake Town Shakedown was probably the most memorable one, not only because it was last weekend, but we got to open for Trooper, which was pretty surreal. They had us up to sing Raise a Little Hell with them, so that was pretty nostalgic and awesome. I probably won't ever forget that.
What are the best and the worst things about going out on tour?
The best things are playing shows and getting to meet a bunch of cool people, and the worst things would probably be driving long hours, usually hungover in a super stinky car with four dudes. But that can be fun too.
What's the longest you've ever had to go without a shower on the road?
Oh, probably, usually it's not too bad. I'd say maybe 2 days.
That's not so bad.
Usually try to get into a rec center or something. So yeah, it's not bad.
What's on the horizon for Deep Sea Gypsies over the summer?
We have a bunch of gigs booked. We're doing a couple more festivals and private shows and things like that. So we're going to hammer those out. And then after that, I think we're going to get back to writing a little bit and get back in the studio.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of those upcoming tour dates and new releases?
Yeah, it's just deepseagypsies.com. And then you can also find out all that stuff on all of the social media, Instagram and Facebook.
I'd like to take us out with your song, That Old Train. What can you tell me about that one?
That song is actually kind of a true story. There's a set of train tracks right in front of my house. And it used to be a train that would go from Victoria up to Duncan. And it stopped running probably 10 years ago now. So that was just seemed like a good topic to write a song about. So it just kind of came out of nowhere. And that's one of the, we don't really play acoustically too often, but whenever we have little acoustic shows, that's usually a fun go-to song for that sort of thing.
I love the way you have such a range in the music.
Yeah, we try to keep it pretty open as far as that goes. I think our next record is going to be a lot more kind of funky and all over the place as far as genres of music.
Awesome. Look forward to hearing it. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
There's always been train tracks at my front door since I moved down the block. That old train don't run no more. That old train don't run no more. Looks like I'm staying. That old train don't run no more. whistle sound. You won't see that train come round. That old engine's dead and gone. Tracks still lay for miles long. That old train don't run no more. Looks like I'm staying. That old train don't run no more. Are overgrown. That old train has found its home. At the end of the tracks, that old train ain't coming back. That old train don't run no more. Looks like I'm staying.